Well, hi there. Thank you for downloading another fine quality comedy product from Three Dead Trolls in a Baggie and your friends at mp3.com. Good for you. Of course, if you've downloaded this from Napster, screw you! You know what? Free isn't good enough for you? You gotta rip us off? That's okay. I will find you, and I will kill you. You see, I come from a time in the 1970s when computers were used for two things. To either go to the moon or play Pong. Nothing in between, you see. And you didn't need a fancy operating system to play Pong, and the men who went to the moon, God bless them, did it with no mouse, and a plain text-only black-and-white screen and 32 kilobytes of RAM. But then round about the late 70s, home computers started to do a little more than play Pong. Very little more. Why, computers started to play games and balance checkbooks. Why, you could play Zaxxon on your Apple II or write a book, all with a computer that had 32 kilobytes of RAM. It was enough to go to the moon. It was enough for you. It was a golden time. A time before Windows. A time before mouses. A time before the internet and bloatware. And a time before every OS sucked. Well, way back in the olden times, my computer worked for me. I'd laugh and play all night and day on Zork 1, 2, and 3. The Amiga VIC-20 and the Sinclair 2, the TRS-80 and the Apple II, they did what they were supposed to do. It wasn't much, but it was enough. But then Xerox made a prototype. Steve Jobs came on the scene. Red of mice and menus, Windows icons, a trash, and a bitmap screen. Old Stevie said to Xerox, "Boys, turn your heads and cough." And when no one was looking, he ripped their interfaces off. Stole every feature that he had seen, put it in a cute box with a tiny little screen. Mac OS 1 ran that machine, only cost $5,000. But it was slow, it was buggy, so they wrote it again, and now they're up to OS 10. They'll charge you for the beta, then charge you again, but the Mac OS still sucks. Every OS wastes your time, from the desktop to the lap. Everything since Apple DOS, just a bunch of crap. From Microsoft to Macintosh to Linux, every computer crashes, cause every OS sucks. Well, then Microsoft jumped in the game, copied Apple's interface with an OS named Windows 3.1. It was twice as lame, but the stock price rose and rose. Then Windows 95, then 98. Man, solitaire never ran so great, and every single version came out late, but I guess that's the way it goes. But that bloatware'll crash and delete your work, and DME, man, none of them work. Bill Gates may be richer than Captain Kirk, but the Windows OS blows and sucks at the same time. I've traded in, yeah, right, for what? It's top of the line from the CompuHut. The fridge, stove, and toaster never crash on me. I should be able to get online without a PhD. My phone doesn't take a week to boot it. My TV doesn't crash when I mute it. I miss ASCII text and my floppy drive. I wish VIC-20 was still alive. But it ain't the hardware, man. It's just that every OS sucks and blows. Now there's Linux or Linux, I don't know how you say it, or how you install it, or use it, or play it, or where you download it, or what programs run, but Linux or Linux don't look like much fun. However you say it, it's getting great press, though how it survives is anyone's guess. If you ask me, it's a great big mess for elitist, nerdy schmucks. It's free, they say, if you can get it to run. The geeks say, hey, that's half the fun. Yeah, but I got a girlfriend and things to get done. The Linux OS sucks. I'm sorry to say it, but it does. Every OS wastes your time from the desktop to the lap. Everything since the abacus, just a bunch of crap. From Microsoft to Macintosh to Linux. Every computer crashes, because every OS sucks. Every computer crashes, cause every OS sucks.